This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored!
Smith, corks one into right down the line! It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss. The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. As always, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, as they sponsor our studio. Had a great time at Patio's last Friday. Everybody loves our favorite Cardinal broadcaster, so let's bring him into the show right now on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm excited to do the show. I know you're driving over. Be safe over there while you're doing it.
Yeah. Hey, headphones
hey, and
are great,
one thing,
man,
one
for doing
thing.
This sort of thing. Yes.
I know you have your seatbelt on, right, Logan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do. Yes, sir. Everything is good. Hey, how about our show at Patio's Friday? That was the best one I think we've ever had. The fans were really engaged. We had a lot of people up by the stage that had a lot of great questions for you. And our friend Polo joining us, too, was great. He's always great with the crowd. So I want to thank all of our fans for coming out. And stay tuned as we'll be announcing our other four dates that we'll be doing. And, again, that's our good friends at Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. And, of course, thanks to your brother and yourself, obviously, for the autographed picture that we were able to give away to a lucky fan. And then next time, hopefully, our good friend Randy Green from InnovativeCompanies.com will be able to join us. Randy's the guy we're asking all of you guys to give a chance for whether it's residential, commercial, industrial work. He's got a great construction group, heating and cooling and electric outfit that does tremendous work, reasonable pricing, and, of course, just quality work. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. This guy takes it very serious. And he shakes your hand and tells you he's going to do something, he does it. That's our good friend Randy Green. Again, I'm hoping Randy can join us next time. I got to ask you, our listeners, Benji, I know are freaking out today. News comes yesterday that Jordan Hicks comes out of a game, and it sure looks like he's looking at Tommy John surgery. What a blow for the Cardinals.
That's a huge blow. I think it's very sad. I don't know how other words we should use, but it's very sad to see him go because he's been doing so good for us. But at the same time, those things happen. You know, a lot of teams go through it. So the best way to go at it, I would say, is just honoring him and going out there and making sure that he knows that we got his back. And that's the best way, I think. I mean, we got to go out there with the same intensity and making sure that he knows, hey, we got you, go get healthy, and you'll be back whenever you're back. So, but yeah, it's a really tough blow. But we saw these in 2011 when everybody was counting on Adam Wainwright to be Adam Wainwright, and all of a sudden he couldn't because he got hurt. And then they end up winning the World Series in 06. Somebody got hurt too, Chris Carpenter, I think. And all of a sudden, we have to play better and stick together. So I think this is a very good example of that. You know, we just need to stay together and keep going, you know. But it's definitely a big blow, man.
Yeah, if I'm not I got to tell you, I just thought of it. Yeah, in 06, I think Isringhausen, it was the last year of his deal, he was our closer and got hurt, and that's kind of how Wainwright got the role, wasn't it? So,
yeah,
guys step up. They have to do their thing, but, you know,
doesn't make it easier, though, but.
No, not at all.
Those are things that happen, and, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, you know, other than that it sucks, you know. It sucks that had to happen, especially right now. It really sucks. So I think we just have to stick together, man. We just have to as a team. I'm sure they already talk about it. I'm sure when they come back today, they'll have a conversation with the group, with everybody in it, you know, like they always do. So. It's very important to show Jordan Hicks that, hey, we got you, buddy. So,
yeah.
You know, go get healthy, and we got you.
Because I'm sure as a young man, it's going to be really hard on him. And, you know, I got to ask you, though, Benji, what I'm curious about your opinion is you really came up in the era of catching some of these guys that when we started to see some of these pitchers start throwing harder. It's something that we've all kind of grown up on as, you know, I remember, you know, when guys were throwing 90 and 91 and 92, that was fast. And now all of a sudden 90, 91, we're going, man, what happened to his fastball? So now, you know, guys are throwing 100 miles an hour. And if that's the new bar, the king of that bar has been Jordan Hicks. Nobody has thrown more pitches over 100 miles or more than he has. So, and the things that we have seen make me wonder, for a guy like you, I know we don't ever assume anything, but I think a lot of people, I don't know that people are like freaking out, because I think people always kind of looked at Jordan Hicks like, sooner or later, he's going to need Tommy John because the arm's not meant to do that. Is that the new, I mean, is that where we're at with this thing where guys, you know, their arms just aren't going to be able to take this velocity, and sooner or later, guys, like, it's not a matter of if they're going to get hurt, it's when.
You know what, Jimbo, I don't know if that's true, though. I don't know. I think you could do it. It just depends on how much you've been used and how much you take care of yourself. If you've been overused and you don't take care of yourself, yes, it's a big risk. I mean, it's going to happen. It's just a bomb waiting to explode, but if you take care of yourself, maybe do your things and a freak accident happened that he's the third day throwing or the second day throwing and he didn't get warmed up that good or maybe a bad step on the mound. I've seen it happen where somebody yeah. just go, his step fall in a hole and he falls somewhere other than that normal hole and on the mound and he goes. So, it could be so many things, but I think a lot makes sense. You know, like if you throw harder, you do a lot of force in that arm, and you know, it could be that, you know, but we don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. I think he was okay. The only thing that obviously hurts is that he's gone right now, and I think it's going to be a big blow, but it's nothing that we can recover from. So we got good arms out there. The big deal will be, who steps up, who's going to be the guy that is going to take that role. It doesn't matter how hard you throw. I always tell you, you could throw 105 every single pitch. It's about getting people out. And for me, yeah. you could throw 88, 89, 90. But if you're getting me three outs every time I throw you out there, I'm cool with you. So it's getting people out. Somebody needs to step up and take those three outs that Hicks was getting. And let's see who it is.
Yeah, you know, the arm is a, you know, the arm debate, I guess, has always been an interesting one for me, especially with kids that play youth baseball, and that's been a hot topic for quite a few years now, and the overuse of arms. But, you know, it's the type of throwing, I guess, because I look at guys like you and Yachty, You guys, you know, Gold Glove catchers. You guys had great arms, and you guys can throw it. You know, you guys throw it over 90 miles an hour. But the thing was, is you guys did it every day. I mean, you threw every day, basically probably played catch every day almost your whole life. Did your art, like,
we got
a
strong,
catcher.
We got strong knocking down mangoes with rocks.
With rocks,
that's how we
yeah.
worked.
So I guess my question for you, though, is like, are like, we think about pitchers all the time when it comes to sore arms, but does everybody get sore arms? Like when you were catching, were there times your arm was killing you, or was it like, you know what, maybe it's just because we threw every day and it was a different kind of motion? You know, is it just something you get used to, or does everybody's arm get sore at different times?
Everybody's arm gets sore. I don't care who you are. Everybody's arm gets sore in different areas. Obviously, you get used to, like you said, you get used to playing with pain. You get used to playing with that little achy elbow, with that little achy shoulder, with that little achy lat pull in the back, you know, or you know, whatever, you know, you get used to. But let me tell you this. One of the things I did every day, Jimbo, was my routine was so good. I think other than God being there in presence for me, because that's number one. But other than that, I think I took care of my arm. I did, I don't know what their name is, but the hammer drill, where you take a hammer, a big hammer, and start doing your wrist and forearms and shoulders.
Yeah.
And I can't show you, so you can explain it better to the people, you know. But then I took an ankle weight of 3 pounds, and I did it for 3 minutes every single day. I ended up with doing the 8 pounds. But I started with 3 pounds of the ankle weight and put it on my wrist. I started moving my arms around for my shoulders for 3 minutes. And then I finished, and I did the hammer for my little routine to get my arm, forearms and wrists. All strength and condition for that game today. I did it every day, and if I didn't do it, it was very uncomfortable playing the game of baseball for me. So I had to do it every day, and then I went and hang up on a railing or something just to stretch out my arm, and I went out and played. And I never had a problem. I thank God that I never had any issues with my arms. But I did work for it, and I did have a routine that I think kept me from getting hurt every single day.
Yeah, obviously routine and being consistent and working and pushing, I mean, that's all part of training, right? It just seems like, you know, you wonder when is enough, and they, you know, the envelope gets pushed all the time. I mean, we've seen Jordan Hicks throw a baseball 105 miles an hour. Well, how long is it before a guy's throwing at 106 and then 107? I mean, is there a breaking point where the arm just can't handle anymore? I don't know if that's a question we can answer, but it just sure seems like the guys that throw real hard eventually break down, unfortunately.
Well, it's part of it. Like you just said, like, these guys are built like a rock, man. These guys are strong. If Jordan Hicks got to 105, you have to be stronger than him, I think, to reach 105. You see what I'm saying? If you see Jordan Hicks in person, you'd be like, dang, man, he's just a football player. This is not a pitcher. This is a tall guy with wide shoulders. I mean, natural, like, big. And, I mean, if you're going to throw 105 or 104, you have to be bigger than this guy. For me, right? And I don't think anybody, I think Jordan Hicks and whoever throws 104, 105 these days are the top, you know, like, I don't think that anybody can throw harder than that. I don't think anybody will. Like you said, they break down. So I think it's going to be hard because it's a long season. You get on the plane. Jimbo, let me tell you this. When I got on the plane for 5 hours and then came down, my back was hurting me. My arm was hurting me, my wrist sometimes, my ankles were sore. And now you have to go back home, drive back home from the stadium. Then you have to get up and come back in and try to stretch that area that is sore. And then your arm is sore. I mean, that's why sometimes you don't see pitchers throwing that day. And you're like, hey, man, we were winning. What happened to Hicks? No. Nobody knows that he came up. Hey, I slipped wrong. My neck is kind of tight. I can't pitch. Nobody knows these little things. So for me to say somebody, I mean, they break down. It also depends on what he was doing and how well prepared he was, which we don't know. I don't know how well he was. So it also depends on that.
Well, the reality of it is we're going to be without him. And the question for the Cardinals today and for all of us is, you know, who steps up? I would assume that most people probably believe that name is Carlos Martinez. You know, it obviously puts a hole somewhere, though, because, you know, you were looking at your bullpen, which, you know, was starting to show a couple of signs of a guy. You know, it looks like maybe Gant and Brevier are a little tired, which hopefully that's all that, you know, that their struggles lately have been and they can figure it out. But so they've been pretty good.
Well, we got Arns.
Now all of a sudden you're weak, right? So now Carlos Martinez steps in, maybe, but then somebody's got to fill his role and so on. So is your pick
we
for
got,
that role?
We got Arns. You know what I mean? We got Arns. The Arns is not the problem. The kids are there. We got Giovanni Gallegos that didn't allow a run in June. And nobody have even mentioned his name. They haven't even mentioned Giovanni Gallegos. And he haven't even allowed a run in June. And look at how far we are in June. Zero runs. And nobody has mentioned Giovanni Gallegos one time. One time. And look, we got Arms. We got Heasley that pitched well. We could do many things with Carlos and take a chance and take a risk again, making him a starter and let him see if he gets hurt. He might not get hurt again. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. But at least we got Arms. We got people that get people out. We have Arms. So we'll be okay. Hicks just needs to go and get ready. And, you know, and that's it. I mean, we got Arms. We'll be okay.
Well, it is nice to have a Carlos Martinez in the bullpen when this happens. And hopefully, as you mentioned, hopefully he can be healthy and hopefully he can, flourish in this role. Because, well, I mean, have you heard anything on his injury? Have we heard yet what's going on with him? Or, I mean, I know he came out of the game the other night hurt again. So I think he's having an MRI today or he had one yesterday or something. So.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I saw it. He was hurt.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, even Reyes could step in, even if he's going bad in AAA, maybe he come back here and do good. But he's hurt.
Yeah.
You're right.
My guess would be, to your point, they've got to probably be looking at Helsley if that hasn't been done already. So that would seem like the most logical guy, unless they went a different route with like a Punch de Leon or a Comber or somebody like that. But, you know, again, we've talked about this too, and you're right. They do have Arms. Do they have that guy? And I think Carlos has done it a little bit, and he's been in some bigger situations. Is Carlos the guy to get the last three outs in the ninth inning? We always talk about how important it is to be able to pitch in the ninth inning.
We didn't see only Hicks anyways. We saw Carlos at times. So.
Sure.
Well, I think Carlos can step in and do it. I think a couple guys can do it, but I think Gant can do it. He has the staff for sure. But how tired is he? I don't know. The load, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I think Gant can do it.
So starters going deeper in games would help, you know. So, you know, that's another issue, too. Yeah, that's an issue. Well, we'll see what happens. Like I said, the Cardinals, you know, let's face it, I think we all would agree they haven't played their best baseball. But fortunately, you know, they're not that far out of first place. So they can still get this thing together, I think, and make a run. But now they're going to have to do it without Jordan Hicks, which means, yes, it's a taller task. But I think they can do it because, let's face it, you know, their offense has been, except for Marcelo Ozuna, you know, it's been pretty anemic. And, I think that you look at some guys up and down that lineup that you expect a whole lot more out of, and guys that you feel like at the end of the year, this is going to be their number. So if that's the case, we should have a really nice, and I hate to say it's the second half already, but we're fastly approaching that threshold. You've got to believe that we got a few guys that are going to get hot for at least a month or two to kind of get their numbers close to where they should be. So hopefully we can ride that wave, and Carlos Martinez, and again, to your point, it could be somebody else, but I think it'll be Martinez. But hopefully one of those guys can fill the back end of the bullpen and we won't miss a beat. But obviously, I saying not miss a beat is a tough statement because, you know, let's face it, George Hicks has been pretty good.
Yeah, and he's a great arm in the bullpen, no doubt. But Miller has to step up. Brevia needs to pick it up a little bit. You know, he went into a little slump here lately, which I think is overused for sure. But we need to step up. We need, now that Hicks went down, we need to just make sure that every arm is ready, every arm that we need, every time that Chilks call on anybody. It doesn't matter who. Anybody. Arm is ready to go for three out.
Well, let's hope the guys can step up, and as like you said, hopefully they can step up and make sure Jordan Hicks knows that they got this while he goes and gets healthy. Big weekend in St. Louis. It was an amazing time. I think on the field, you know, we took two or three. But even off the field and everything that went on was an amazing thing. And I want to get some thoughts from you on that. Before we do, I want to thank all of our partners and all of our listeners out there for making Two Birds and a Bat your choice when it comes to your listening for Cardinal baseball. So for those of you that don't know or that do know, make sure you check us out at twobirdsandabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there. It's absolutely free. And we ask everyone to do that. We also ask you to go to twobirdsandabat.com, where you can click on our Two Birds Bloggers banner and read some of the great work that some of those writers are doing for us. We appreciate their contributions to our show as they are, you know, they're helping us reach more people as well. So thank you so much. Find us on social media at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. When you see the pinned post, that's our show. Make sure you like that post, comment on it, share it, and that helps us reach even more people. So a lot of you guys do it all the time, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show, and, of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm. So many great podcasts there, but also now home to Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. Download it today. Lots of great things happening there, and you guys won't want to miss out on that. All of our partners that help make our show go, you heard me mention Patios and our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com earlier. Can't say enough about Adam's Smokehouse. I know I speak for Benji when I say we are partial, but we still believe it's the best barbecue in St. Louis, and we know it's the best people in St. Louis when it comes to serving you that great barbecue. Mike and his staff do a tremendous job over there on Watson Road. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They do big box lunch orders. And, of course, if you have any catering needs, they can take care of that as well. The atmosphere is awesome. And like I said, Mike and his staff do a tremendous job. I've had all the different specials. I've had all the different stuff on the menu, and I've never had a bad meal. I think it's tremendous barbecue. I take friends there, and I recommend it to everybody I know. And when they come back, they're all happy with what they got. They do deliver to certain zip codes. And, of course, they take care of you. And if you're out of town, they want to know where you're from, and they'll put a little pin in their map for you. But we believe it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. St. Louis, here's your cue. To our friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs with Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging Wellness Center, she wants to remind everybody that it is Skin Cancer Awareness Month every month, even though it's not May any longer. But she does so much for so many people down there. We want you guys to check her out at drkristenjacobs.com. Her wonderful spa and anti-aging and wellness center has many different things that you guys may find that you are looking for. But again, she's a Cardinal fan, and she's living with a Cubs fan, a couple of Cubs fans, her and her other son. So let's pray for them, because they have to deal with that every day. But she's a tremendous lady, and she supports our show and helps us reach so many people. So we want to say thank you to her and her whole staff there at her wonderful spa. To our good friends at Gators Baseball Academy, that's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Their four-pillar system, we're happy to be associated with them and the great things that they're doing in their community and also their baseball club. July is right around the corner, and that's when tryouts start for the next season, if you can believe that already. And I know people in Missouri are really familiar with the Gators, but they're making a move over in Illinois. Happy to be associated with those guys. You can check them out at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com for tryout dates. They're coming up fast. Youth tryouts in Illinois will be June 8th and 10th, and high school tryouts, I think, are the 17th and maybe the 23rd. So you can learn more about that, again, at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. And if you have any questions about it, private message me. As I said, I'm happy to be associated with those guys and can help you get where you need to go. Benji, I'm gonna ask you as I look at this thing. I just you knew what a big deal it was for me this weekend with Albert Pujols coming back. You knew what a big fan I was. You knew my history of why I was such a fan, involving my son and his opportunity to meet Albert at such a young age and do something really cool with him. You basically made me feel like a kid again, allowing me to meet Albert Friday, and I'll never be able to thank you and your brothers for making that happen for me. It was really nice to finally meet Jose in person too as well. But for the city, I know that some people, you know, kind of wondered how it would be and wondered how things would go. I know that you knew that the fans would cheer and do all that, but even then, could you have imagined, like, did it exceed your expectations how it went?
Oh, my gosh. I think it blew everybody's mind. I think everybody had the same expectation, which it was great, right? Everybody thought it was going to be awesome. But I think you blew it, man. I think you went way over it. I think it really did. It was awesome to see Albert with that smile every single time. It was also awesome to see him with that face that treated us for so many years. You know, it was awesome to see him that happy. I talked to him and I hang out with him for a couple of days at his place and all that. And it was awesome. And we kept talking about it, you know, and he enjoyed it so much. And the only problem he had was he didn't say this. I'm just saying myself, right? He didn't tell us this. The only thing that we think he had a problem with was the office, you know, when he left. Everybody else, he got love, dude. He got love here. And he knew about it. So he knew that it was going to be awesome. He knew that it was going to be great. Just to making sure that the city was going to be behind it. And he said it. He said, man, I knew they were going to come through. I knew that these people was going to do this thing like they did. I knew it. It was an unbelievable feeling. He said it, man. He was the best fans in baseball. He's even taking crap from the Angels, fans.
You know, sure, like, how the heck are you?
Yeah. He said, I mean, they're all over him for saying that best fan in baseball. But I tell you what, there's no best fan in baseball in over there in comparison to over on this side. If you want to compare, we can just go ahead and start comparing, and you'll see. But he knew it, you know, and he knows it. So it was good to see Trout saying the comments that he said, you know. And he told Arbor, he said, wow, it's like playing a playoff game every single day here, man. And then in every play. And Albert said, yeah, buddy, I played that for 11 years. So it was kind of
amazing.
Cool to hear that, you know.
You played in the big leagues for 13 years. You know, you've been broadcasting, coaching. You know, your dad's a Hall of Famer in Puerto Rico. I mean, have you ever seen anything like an opposing player getting a curtain call for hitting a home run against you? Believe me, if people say, did you not think that would happen? I actually did think it would happen, but in hindsight, I look back on it and I mean, that's a special player that gets a curtain call in an opposing stadium. I mean, that's special.
The only thing that I felt bad was the pitch, our pitcher, right?
But
that was the only thing that got me, that touched my heart and got me like, okay, what are we doing? You know, because
yeah.
There's a guy out there on the mound and you don't even cheer for him when he does well, and all of a sudden another player shows up, and then he gets an ovation or something like that. You know, it could be going through his mind, you know? So,
yeah.
But other than that, it was very classy. The guys took it real nice. Hudson took it very good. He took the win, and he said, I'll take the win any day. And, I mean, it was nice. He didn't like it, but it was Albert. He knew the situation. I'm sure that Gant didn't like all that ovation. He was so mad. He was throwing really bad. The inning was going bad for him. And all of a sudden, he has to wait on the mound for another ovation. So I don't think he liked it that much. But those are the only ones that probably, you know, it's obvious, though, Jimbo. They're pitchers, you know. They're trying to get Albert out. I'm not going to give up a homer just because it's Albert night here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they think, you know?
Yeah. You know, and obviously the moments between Albert and Yachty were special. Those are, you know, obviously you always like to say, you know, from the heart. It was pretty genuine, you could see. And, you know, they're like brothers, obviously, and they referenced it numerous times. And I know that there was, you know, obviously he's like your brother too. I noticed it when you introduced me to him. I mean, you guys hugged like you have been friends forever, you know, like you've been brothers forever, and, you know, the back and forth and stuff. So it's obviously your family bond was there. And he had even said that your dad had told him, you know, I'm not going to be here all the time. I give you my son. Treat him like a brother. And he took that very serious.
He did. We know, and we very appreciate it for him. Remember, Yachty at that time was very young. They needed somebody to be a guidance, and who else, who better than Albert Pujols guiding him on his first steps on the big league. So my dad knew it. You know, he just told him, he said, hey, listen, I'm not going to be around, but he didn't mean he was going to die. He said that.
No. Yeah, just that he wouldn't be there every day.
Homeworking and.
Yeah.
You know, he was going to be home working and doing his thing, so I'm not going to be around him. So, you know, here's my son. And Albert took it very serious and really showed him the ropes. And the kid that you're looking at right now, Yachty, it's probably the same kid that it's just Albert. You know what I'm saying? That's why people love Yachty so much, probably. It's because they're looking at Albert, probably. It's how Albert played. It's how Albert behave, and this is Albert, you know. So
sure,
this is a good deal. This is a good deal, man. This is a good thing. I think it was an amazing weekend. I think it tops anything like Albert said. You know, this is going to top of the list with my two rings, and I think it did. I think it really did. It was awesome. I think the Cardinals did an exceptional job. The fans treated him like part of us. This is going to sit in his heart for a while. I think it's going to be in his heart for a while.
And, you know, and a lot of us, and you've talked about it, you know, and people know it's out there because he had mentioned it himself in his own interviews. You know, the little bit of friction between him and the front office, something that kind of was discussed, which I thought was great, is he brought up that one of the things that meant a lot to him was he and I think Bill DeWitt Jr. had a private conversation for about 30 minutes alone. And he said that meant a lot to him. So my hope is maybe there was probably some, my guess, maybe both. And I'm not, listen, I don't have any idea for sure what was said. You might know what was said and maybe you can't say or whatever. But my guess is maybe there was a couple of apologies there. Like maybe we didn't handle this right. Or maybe it should have went a different way. I don't know. But it sure sounded like from Albert's end that it was a great conversation, so that maybe all of us as Cardinal fans can feel better about Albert being a part of being a part of our history forever.
Or maybe putting stuff on the back, you know, and maybe putting the stuff, whatever happened, you know, saying, hey, listen, you know, let's put this back, enjoy this weekend, and let's put this whole situation that we had all back, you know, and, or something like that, you know, that because
sure.
I cannot imagine them having trouble talking for nothing when it's been so long, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we, all of us as Cardinal fans, our hope is, you know, when my kids are older and I go to the games with my kids and their kids, and, you know, we're all hoping that when we go to opening day, that down there in their red jackets will be Albert and Yachty standing right next to one another someday. So, you know, that's, you know, as fans, that's all we have left when it's over. And I think for the players, you know, I know I talk to you about it sometimes. That's what you have left when you're done playing, is your legacy and the relationships that you made in the game, both with the organizations and the fans. So hopefully that is going to be a long relationship that both, you know, all the fans can enjoy.
Jimbo, it's you as a person will live as long as what you have done here on earth. There's no secret about it. If you come out of the belly of your mommy, all that, you know, and then you don't do anything for your life, and you're just somebody out there that doesn't do anything for anybody, and you don't expect to be remembered. You won't. But when you do something from the heart, when you're a nice guy and you try to help people from the heart, you will be remembered. You know, once you're gone from this life, your kids will keep your memory alive. Your grandkids will do that. You know, 150 years from now, you'll be remembered. But because you were a nice guy, because you were a person that respected others, a person that changed lives, a person that went out there and treated somebody, gave them a smile when they were on their worst. Things like that, man. It happens. So if you are one of those, believe me, you will be remembered, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, we need more people like that, like you. I mean, I know that that's something that you take very serious, and anybody that follows you on social media knows how important that is to you to remember that you never know when just a simple smile or a kind word might make somebody's day. And that's a Hall of Famer in my book, because I think, like you said, that's what we should all be doing and striving to do more. I mean, baseball's great. We all have our heroes in the game of baseball. But when it comes to the game of life, we could all be better, and we can all just try to do our best. So those are great words, my man.
That's it, man. That's it. You live, like I always told you, my dad said, I don't care how much material things do you have. I don't care how much of a car, how much money you have. I don't care. I mean, that could be it. That's great for living, but how many lives did you change when you were alive? How many of those lives that needed you did you change, you know? And that's what it's about.
Well, I know you've done it. I mean, you walk the walk. You know, you talk the talk and you walk the walk. And that's the big thing for me as a fan and as a friend, to be honest with you. So it means a lot to me, and I know it does our fans as well. But just an amazing weekend. You got a good story for us? Anything good? That I know you spent a lot of time with Albert over the weekend. I hear there was a couple of rumors flying around. There was a Mean Dominoes game going on, and I think I may have saw a video of you doing a little karaoke there, buddy.
We were doing everything out there. We were singing, we were dancing, we were having fun, man. And a few shots of tequila later, Benji Molina was on the mic.
On the mic.
So
on the mic. I think I think Polo might have sent me a video. I think I might have a video. So I think it's pretty good. But
that's blackmail material.
Well, I think it's already all over Facebook. I don't think I have anything to blackmail with, because I think everybody's seen it. But it's funny how you like to downplay your karaoke skills, but the minute the tequila gets out there, you're all over it. So at least I know now what I got to feed you if I want to hear you sing is some tequila.
It was fun, man, because it was all family. There wasn't even songs of saying bad words. That's how family oriented that was. There was no songs of saying any bad word, cursing or nothing. I just told Yachty, I said, wow, man, did you notice there was not even one song that said any bad words. This is truly amazing. So, I mean, that's how we are, a family, you know, like, so we take care of each other and we try to make it fun for everybody. That's what we try to do for sure.
Well, it was awesome. And like I said, it was, I will never, I won't be able to thank you. I don't know how I'll thank you for making that happen for me to be able to meet Albert. Cause I mean, everybody on the show that listens know he's my favorite player, him and Yachty by far.
And why haven't you said that you cry?
I did start to well up a little bit. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about my son, you know, and he wasn't able to be there. I know you had set it up where he had a commitment that he had to honor for baseball. Thanks to some things that have happened for him. Great. But, you know, but we'll get him out there. I told him what you told me. If his grades are good enough in February, I'll bring him to Arizona, take him out of school for a few days, and I'll bring him out for spring training and, let him get to have that excitement as well. So that's the challenge. He's sitting right next to me in the car here as I'm doing this. So he's hearing me say this. So he knows the rules. He makes a bunch of A's and he can take out of school for a few days in February. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if he holds up his end of the bargain.
He is going to have to make you go in the airplane.
Oh, we'll just drive on out, buddy. We'll just drive it on out.
He ain't going
to
drive that long.
He's old enough to drive now. We could split driving, you know, it'd make it easier.
He's not going to drive that long, buddy. So get on the plane. It'll be a couple of hours. You know, we give you a volume.
Hey.
You'll be fine.
That's what trains are for. All right. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate it. And I'm happy for you and your family. And like I said, you know, lost in all that at the time was kind of funny was that, you know, yeah, Albert was coming to town and I know you guys are like brothers, but your other brother was in town. So it was all three Molinas were in town. It was a great picture you shared. And like I said, it was awesome to meet your other brother. And, you know, it's just amazing. I sit there and look at you three guys interacting, and I was just sitting there thinking to myself, you know, three brothers all catching in the big leagues at the same time. It's still an unbelievable story. I mean, there's been stories of guys playing in the big league. Ken Griffey playing with his dad on the same team is a great story, and especially when they went back-to-back with home runs. But just thinking about three guys, brothers, all catching in the big leagues. There's only how many catchers in the big leagues? You know, there's 30 teams, so that means there's 60 catchers. And all three guys from some little house in Puerto Rico are take up three of those 60 jobs at the same time. Just amazing. I can't even imagine. So
that's crazy. You know what?
It is. Jimbo, think about that.
I know Albert made this weekend happy for everybody, and I know that. I know Albert was the focal point, but we only hang out with Albert one time because he has family here, so he has to take care of that. But Hosey was there since he arrived. I mean, he landed from Toronto at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. he landed at the airport here. And Yachty went himself and got him at the airport at 2 a.m., brought him over, and we got home by 5-something. Can you believe that? So we hang out from the first day, second day, third day. I mean, we had so much fun together, me, Hosey, and Yachty. We were having fun all weekend, bro. And this is very special time with Hosey. Obviously, everybody knows he's coaching with the Angels, so he has to go. He has to go, and we probably won't see him. We won't be together for a while, but until Christmas maybe. But, man, this is an unbelievable weekend, not only for Pujols, but for us too, to be able to hang out with Hosey. I mean, it was amazing.
No, I was happy for you guys because I know sometimes things get taken for granted. So you're of it. I'm sure your mom was probably on cloud nine, you know, to be able to be around all three of her boys. So great stuff, man. And I know our fans appreciate the insight that you give and the little bit that you can share with us so that we can feel almost like we're there a little bit as well. So I can't thank you enough, and I can't thank our listeners enough for joining us. We want to thank you for tuning in to Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Check out our Two Birds bloggers. Hit us up on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Find our pinned post. That'll be the latest show. Make sure you like it, comment on it, and share it. That just helps us reach more people, and we do appreciate our fans for doing that. Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show, and as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of the newest streaming platform, Yo Radio. Download it for free on your mobile device today. To all of our partners, including Randy Green at innovativecompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, something you can know and trust. That's Randy Green, 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. As always, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere. stay tuned as we will have a social media post about our next outing for Patty O's. And again, it was a great outing, and we look forward to everybody joining us for the next one. To Dr. Kristen Jacobs with Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging Wellness Spa Center. She does so many great things for so many people, but her main goal, make sure you take care of your skin. If you take care of your skin, it'll take care of you. Check her out at drkristenjacobs.com. She does more than just take care of the skin, folks. She does a lot of tremendous things for people, and you should check her out for all the great things that she's got going on. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, tryouts around the corner. Make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Just Google it up. You guys will find it. You can learn more about what they're doing. I know you guys will enjoy it if you give them an opportunity. Our good friends at Adam's Smokehouse is just thinking about it. It's making me hungry, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. They've got the best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. That's no joke. That's Adam's Smokehouse and our good friend Mike and all that he does both for us and the community. St. Louis, here's your cue. Can't say enough about all of these great people and all the things that they do for us. It means so much to Benji Molina and myself. All the great Facebook partners that we have, Chris Wallace at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Nick White, Art City Media, my friend Ron Nuttall at Team of Rivals Podcast and Cards on Deck, Linda and Vicky with two of the best Facebook groups out there. I am a Cardinal fan, yes I am. Fans of Yadier Molina, just Cardinal Freak, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, all great Facebook pages that you guys can jump in and have some great conversations. For my good friend Benji Molina, I'm Jim Cromer. This is Two Birds on a Bat. Let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.